This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له جل عن الشبيه والمثيل والكفء والنظير وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً thanking and praising Allah. He is the one most deserving of our praise and of our gratitude. We ask Allah to guide us. We ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. We begin by thanking to protect us from the evil of our own poor choices and from the evil around us. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship except Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved messenger, is his last and final prophet, servant and messenger. And we beg Allah to shower Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions with compliments and salutations and mercy and blessings and all those who follow his tradition until the end of time. We begin also by reminding ourselves to renew our taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our consciousness, our awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of our thoughts and statements of actions, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated certain angels with the task of recording all of our statements and actions at all times. And we should remember, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in Surah Ali Imran, to always be in a state of submission, so that when the angel of death comes upon us, he finds us either doing what Allah commanded or staying away from that which he prohibited. As to what follows in the beautiful Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the beautiful messenger in a beautiful month, in a blessed land, and we are blessed tremendously to be from the ummah of the Qur'an. In this beautiful book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many historical lessons. It informed us of events that happened in the past. Events that we did not physically witness ourselves. Our eyes did not see them, our ears did not hear them. But history has recorded them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of such events so that we would extract from them qawmu Saba. And they were a people who lived in what is known today as present-day Yemen, which is a blessed land. And it's a land that's been mentioned in them, Surah Saba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually began this surah by reminding the listeners and the readers of the power and the Qur'an and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to uplift the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Yemen and to protect them from harm and to protect them from being taken advantage of by different political agendas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the people of Saba that they were a people who were extremely blessed. They lived in an amazing situation of wealth. As a matter of fact, Allah named an entire surah after the ability and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding about the khalq, the amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which reflects back upon the amazing, the story of Qawm Saba. And the relationship between these stories being told one after another is that both of these groups of people, creator, who put all of that in motion, Allah then transitions and informs us about the story of Dawood and Sulaiman. Two people, the people of Dawood and Sulaiman and the people of Saba, they had something in common, which was wealth and resources. The availability of wealth and resources right there at their fingertips. Tremendous wealth. But the difference between these two people and the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them one after another, and in this you find the beauty and the eloquence of the Qur'an, is the reaction to these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find in the story of Dawood and Sulaiman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed that family, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to do actions to fulfill actions, tangible work and actions that express shukr, that express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were people of shukr. They were people of worship and obedience to Allah. They were people of gratitude. They were kings. They had might and authority and wealth. But they never attributed that to themselves, to their lineage. Sulaiman could have said, I inherited this. اغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابٍ. Dawood and Sulaiman prostrated. They worshipped. They sacrificed and struggled. And they showed mercy to. اغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابٍ. Dawood and Sulaiman prostrated. They worshipped. They sacrificed and struggled. And they showed mercy to all the different creations that they came upon. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a different scenario. Another group of people, also with tremendous wealth. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَأٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. Allah says these people of Saba, they were an ayah. They were a miracle and a sign from Allah to all those that would come after them. جَنَّتَان. Two huge estates and orchards. Not just one, but two. عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ. On their right and on their left. Meaning they are surrounded. The land that they had under their control was vast and as far as the eyes could see. جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ. If we look into history, we find that this area was between two very large mountains. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the people of Saba' the ability and the tawfiq and the success to construct a dam, said, between these two huge mountains. It was a huge dam. And all of the different rivers and water valleys in that area of Yemen would pour into this dam. And it would become completely full. It would become so full that they had water available to them throughout the entire calendar year. Because they would go through some seasons where there would not be rainfall, but they would still have water available to them because of the size and the strategic. And as we know, water is life. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. You cannot have life without the availability of water. But at the same time, we also can see that they benefited economically. From an economic perspective, societally, that was a strong society. It was a healthy society. And you look at all the different civilizations that thrived, they had to have access to water. And if a civilization, if a qarya, if a locality lost access to water, they had to either migrate somewhere else or they were expired and they came to an end. So the fact that they had water available to them in huge amounts throughout the from them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so many blessings, but what we are expected to do in return is so small comparatively. So Allah tells them, Kulu, kulu min rizqi rabbikum. Eat, go ahead. Eat from the blessings. These jannatan, these two huge orchards, they have varieties of different crops that they are able to harvest. Allah says, eat from it. It's good, it's halal. Take, enjoy, consume. No problem. Kulu min rizqi rabbikum. وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ. And from the mercy of Allah is He said, eat first, and then He said, do shukr. As He wants us to enjoy the blessings that He has blessed us with. But it must come with a mindset, an attitude, a behavior, speech, and actions that reflect shukr. كُلُوا مِن رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. Allah says, eat from what Allah has blessed you, and express shukr, express gratitude. Allah then praises the land that they had. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. This land that you have here is good land. It's pure. It's fertile. It's healthy. It's expensive real estate. You know, the scholars of tafsir mentioned some narrations. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. قَالُوا. It was so طَيِّب. It was so pure that they did not even have any of these insects or bugs that are a nuisance, that cause trouble to your crops or bother you or gather around where there is filth or trash. Those bugs that bother us, they didn't even have that. كَانُوا فِي أَتَمِّ الرَّاحَ وَالنَّعِيمِ. Oft forgiving, غَفُور, always, constantly forgives. All you have to do is express gratitude. Ask for forgiveness. He is available and willing and ready. Good land that they had. An even greater blessing than that, وَرَبٌّ غَفُور. And you have a Lord and Master and Creator that is forgiving. You can't get better than that. And they are expected to be grateful. That's it. That's all that Allah tells us in the Quran He required of them. In the to forgive His servants. كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. So they have this luxury, they have this wealth, they have these amazing resources at their fingertips, they have purity, they have comfort, and they have a forgiving and generous Lord. Very next verse Allah says, فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَعْرَضُوا. Al-i'rad literally in Arabic means to turn away from something other than Allah. And ibadah, worship, at its essence is an expression of gratitude. Why do you worship Allah? Why do you worship Allah? Is of the highest level of kufr, of disbelief. What did they do? They refused to acknowledge that these blessings are from Allah. And they refused to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these blessings. And on top of that, they began worshiping because He is the one deserving of our worship, because for many reasons of them, because of all of the goodness that He has shown us. Because of Allah's ihsan and ikram, His excellence and His generosity upon us, that makes Him worthy and deserving to be worshipped. And no one else created us besides Allah, and no one helped Allah to create us, and no one helped Allah to give us all of the blessings and faculties and abilities we have. Therefore, no one else is worthy to be worshipped with Allah or besides Allah, which is disbelief. To disbelieve, to reject the truth of Allah, that is the exact same word in the Arabic language that refers to a lack of gratitude, to be ungrateful. فَأَعْرَضُوا. They turned away from Allah. They turned away from worship of Allah. They turned away from expression of gratitude to Allah alone exclusively. So what was the result? That very water that was their biggest asset, that was the most valuable thing that they had, it transformed into their biggest nightmare. Allah says, فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْطٍ وَأَثْلٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, perfectly and strategically constructed, broke. And when the dam breaks, you know, you need water to survive, but too much water will have the opposite effect. That's why that man that came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was giving khutbah, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yelling and screaming out of desperation. Our crops are dying, our animals are dying. We have nothing to give our children, we need water, drought. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands and made dua until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop this rain. غَرِقْنَا, we are going to be drowned and everything will die. So without water, we will die. Too much water, we will die. You need the right amount. And they had the right amount. But when they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it became too much. And they ended up being destroyed by that very water. وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ. Allah says those two huge properties of real estate on either side of this body of water, they got completely flooded. And they were replaced. They were replaced with gardens, but gardens of different crops. Crops that were of no use or benefit to them. With orchards of fruits that produced bitter fruit. And bushes that gave no fruit at all. And a few sparse thorny trees that soaked up all the water to the ground and had no benefit or output to them. And they became separated, dispersed. They broke up in the land. And by the way, these people were the origin of what is known today as Al-Arab. Arab people, they originated from Qawm Saba. And actually the historians say that it was this catastrophic event in history that caused the different Arab to spread throughout the Arabian Peninsula. Otherwise there were no Arab there. There was nothing there. There were different tribes of different ethnicities. But when they were destroyed, and their land was destroyed, they had to disperse, the families got broken up, they went into different places until they reached Al-Iraq, until they reached Al-Sham, in different places. And that's why you had the people known as Al-Arab or the Arabs dispersed in that land. They used to be united and together in that area of Yemen, in that area of Qawm Saba. But this event caused them to not only have loss of life, loss of property, loss of wealth and agriculture, but even their family units and their unity and their closeness was broken up. They ended up being dispersed far from one another. And so the impact of refusing to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had so many different effects upon them, financially and even in their society and in their family lineage and closeness. Not only that, they had other blessings as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He placed roads and avenues and ways for them to travel. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْقُرَى الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا قُرًا ظَاهِرًا وَقَدَّرْنَا فِيهَا السَّيْرِ. Allah says, between them and الْقُرَى الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا, and another civilization that we also blessed. The scholars agree that that was the area known as Asham, the Levantine, the Levant, the area known today as Syria and Palestine, Jordan, these other countries, and these borders that didn't exist in those days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplift the suffering of our brothers and sisters there and rid them of oppression. These are two blessed lands. Allah said, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ, we made between them a lot of tiny little settlements and villages. The ulama said that if they wanted to travel, they didn't even need to pack any provisions. Allah said, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ, we made between them a lot of tiny little settlements and villages. The ulama said that if they wanted to travel, they didn't even need to pack any provisions or food. Because the distance from each civilization, from each qarya to another, until they reach from al-Yaman to al-Sham, which is more than 2,000 kilometers, they wouldn't even need to pack any belongings, because by the time you reach the end of that day's travel, you're in another town. And there's food there. And there's trees. And there's agriculture. And there's animals. And there's water. But what did they respond to Allah with? فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا بَاعِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا. They developed a sense of arrogance with the blessings of Allah. So much so that they got bored with the ease that Allah blessed them with. Which, if you reflect upon it, sounds ridiculous. It sounds absolutely ridiculous. But if we also reflect upon our behavior nowadays, with a lot of the abilities and luxuries and blessings we have, we will see many people are reacting in the exact same way. The language has changed, the words have changed, the mindset, attitude is exactly the same. Becoming arrogant with the blessings of Allah and desiring for there to be even more difficulty, more challenge. So we want to flex our muscles. بَاعِدْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا. They said, oh, our Lord, lengthen the distance of our journey. We want some nice, long... So we made them into stories. They're just a story that is told now. But they brought this upon themselves. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثِ وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. They were divided and dispersed in the lands. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Allah says, in the story of these people are many lessons and signs. But for who? لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ, continuously grateful. In order to be truly grateful, there needs to be patience. Patience upon ibadah. Patience to obey Allah when there is a lot of whims and desires that would lead us otherwise. And patience to stay away from what displeases Allah, even though so many might call us to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of patience and make us people of gratitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve the blessings that He has granted us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not afflict us with challenges and with punishments due to our lack of gratitude. قُلُوا قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Repent to Allah, for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. And please come forward as much as you can. Fill in all the space in front of you. الحمد لله الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. After thanking and praising Allah, and asking him to shower Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his compliments and mercy. We resume. We have been discussing about the people of Saba, Qawm Saba. And they have been mentioned in the Quran, an entire chapter named after them, Surah Saba, which is chapter number 34. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the luxuries and the blessings that He gave them. And in response, in return, Allah expected gratitude. But they responded with the opposite of which, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away those blessings. And in this is a very important lesson for us, that this is the sunnah of Allah fi khalqihi. This is the pattern that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adopts with His creation. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase you and give you more. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. But if people express a lack of gratitude, which will lead to disbelief in Allah, then remember that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe and intense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these important historical, true historical stories. These are not fairy tales or made up stories. But Allah reminds us of these people so that we can take a lesson from them. Compared to most of other people, we are living in tremendous luxury. It is upon us to be like the people of Dawood and Sulaiman, and not like the people of Saba. اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. They are prophets and messengers that we believe in. Allah said, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ. So follow the guidance of these messengers. Let us follow the guidance of Dawood and Sulaiman. Let us eat and enjoy the blessings that Allah has given us, but let us never do so without expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not our gatherings come to a conclusion except that we remind one another with the dhikr, with the remembrance that expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us remember that gratitude is one of the pillars and is at the essence of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is deserving of our worship because He is deserving of our gratitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever becoming people of ingratitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from becoming people of arrogance. May Allah protect us from becoming people of insolence. May Allah protect us from becoming people who have a sense of entitlement, who feel that they deserve what Allah has given them. What we deserve is we deserve the opportunity to express gratitude to Allah. And we've all been given that opportunity. So respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an important announcement regarding parking. Many people have been parking in front of Stater Brothers, and that has warranted and caused complaints. And that could be something that brings trouble to us as individuals. You might get your car towed, and to us as a community. And we neither want individual nor communal trouble. So please be careful about where you're parking, and do not cause any disturbance. Is it a struggle? Yes, it absolutely is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His mercy and to grant us opportunities, inshallah. But in the meantime, we will struggle and we will do our best. And we will come early and we will carpool and we will push through, inshallah ta'ala, until Allah blesses us with a better opportunity. So be careful and mindful about where you are parking your vehicles. We have the program tonight, inshallah, as we do every Friday night. It will begin at 8 p.m. Between Maghrib and Isha. I will have the pleasure of joining you, and we will be talking about how to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be the fourth part of the series. Please join us and invite all of your friends and family to do so. And the youth group will also have a special session. They will be discussing and reflecting the topic that was discussed last week in the community-wide FFN that Sheikh Mustafa Umar presented on the topic of Islam's stance on homosexuality. So there will be a special discussion group and forum for the youth group that will also take place tonight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the tawfiq to always take advantage of these opportunities of learning and reminders. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ولا تجعل الأمر ملتبسا علينا فنضل. We ask Allah to show us the truth clearly as truth and allow us to follow it, and to show us falsehood clearly as falsehood and to protect us from following it. And we ask Allah to protect us from confusion that will lead us astray. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. We beg Allah for the best of this life and the best of the hereafter, and protection from the torment of the hellfire. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wa aqimi salah.